This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Stephen W. Mosier is our guest, the director of pop.org. Got 5 minutes left with you. I appreciate your time, sir. Coming up, we've got Wayne Madsen's investigative report from Arizona out there at the aircraft boneyard, what that's tied into with the CIA. Mr. Mosier, continuing, what can we do to expose this? What can we do to fight this? Because the anti-human vitriol, the Discovery Channel shows about the, you know, the world without humans and how great it'll be, this idea they're pushing, and young people buying into, if they kill a grandma, they get 10 jobs, as Bill Gates tells them. I mean, don't they understand that this is a fraud? How do we telegraph this message to them? What have you found is effective? Because you've been highly effective.
Well, one thing that's effective is exposing exactly what their ultimate goals are. And the ultimate goal of the population control movement is not, as it has told us over the years, to simply stabilize the world's population. The goal is not zero population growth. The goal is to drive down the numbers from currently 7.2 billion down to 1 or 2 billion. That's the ultimate goal of the radical environmentalists, the radical feminists, the radical population controllers, to drastically reduce our numbers. And, of course, that would drive most of us into poverty. The elite, of course, would insulate themselves from the economic collapse that would follow from the decline in our numbers, but the rest of the surviving population would suffer. And, you know, I mean, and that sounds like an exaggerated view of what they're all about. But if you read their literature, as I have been forced to for the last 25 years, you see that the goal is to reduce human numbers. And ultimately, some of them would say, yes, extinguish human life from the planet. Who would enjoy the planet after we disappeared? I don't know, since we're the only beings endowed by God with consciousness, with an understanding of present, past, and future. But nonetheless, that is the goal. It is fundamentally anti-human. It doesn't recognize that we are the pinnacle of creation. In fact, they believe that we're ruining creation. So
exactly. Humans are so advanced, we could even at a certain point protect the Earth with advanced technologies. We can already do it from asteroids.
But we're doing it. Yeah, we're doing it right now. I mean, the fact is, when you see economic devastation, it comes from poverty. It's the very poor who plant the last square foot of land because they're hungry, or pollute the very water they need to drink because they can't afford to build sewage treatment plants, or cut down the last tree to eat their food or to build a house because they don't have other building material. When a country reaches about $3,000 per capita, it begins to set aside the money that it needs to clean up the environment. And so wealth is the way of protecting the environment. And to get wealth, you need people. So you see, their whole strategy doesn't make sense. If they reduce us back down to poverty, the environment will suffer. It will not be better off. It will be worse off than it was before.
You're absolutely right. You can Google David Rockefeller praises Mao Zedong and find multiple New York Times articles saying, oh, it's so incredible. Oh, it works so good. Oh, I love it so much. And this is a guy who, as you pointed out, killed 80-plus million people, not to mention the one-child policy that came later, 400 million. The Chinese government says Mao killed that many. You say it's even higher. Do you have any? Where do you come up with those numbers?
Well, first of all, Mao Zedong was the reason for the Chinese Civil War lasting for over 20 years, which killed 50, 60 million people.
Wow! So we're talking now about 130 million.
Then with the takeover of China by the Red Army, by by Mao's peasant army. He went into the villages and basically lined up the rich peasants and landlords and had them all killed. That was another 10, 12 million deaths. Now, in the village I was first in China in 1979, there was a little hill outside the village where there was a mass grave where those landlords...
Stephen, you got to finish the story. It was only 5 minutes. I don't want to twist your arm, but come back, finish the story, we'll let you go. I've got to hear this. Then we'll play the special report. Wow.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Alex Jones here. InfoWarsStore.com is now partnering with the top-of-the-line storable food company, My Patriot Supply, to bring you the highest quality, freshest, longest-lasting, most affordable storable foods, private labeled, from InfoWarsSelect.com at the lowest price you're going to find anywhere. The globalists want us dependent. We need to be self-sufficient. And if you don't have high-quality, long-lasting storable foods, I believe you're making a huge mistake. My goal is to find the best deals and bring it to you. Now is the time to take action and to secure your pantry for any emergency. You can buy all the great My Patriot Supply products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're the exact same products inside InfoWarsSelect.com. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com today to check out the amazing deals for yourself. Secure you and your family's needs today at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or 888-253-3139.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
He heads up the Population Research Institute, Stephen W. Mosher. China has backed off its one-child policy, gone to a two-child policy because it's hurting their economy. You have less people to take care of the old. He's going to go in just a few minutes, and we've got Wayne Madsen's report coming up. But we talked about the Chinese government says Mao killed 84 million people. But then the Civil War, he killed another 30, 40, 50 million. Then you add another 10 million being all the peasant leaders, anybody middle class, and you were describing seeing that in the village. Finish your story, please, sir.
Well, the in the village that I studied in 1979, I was taken out by elderly villagers to a little hill outside the village where there was a mass grave. And here it was where the landlords, those people who owned a few acres of land, these weren't large landlords. And the rich peasants, those were people who just hired labor part of the year for harvesting or planting. They were taken out and struggled and executed. That was also the place where 200 victims of the famine was caused by the great proletarian people's communes were buried. There were 200 people in my village of about 3,000 people who died of starvation during that period. Overall, overall numbers in China during the Great Famine of 1960 to 1962 were about 42.5 million people who starved to death. Chairman Mao said, when there's not enough to eat, people starve to death. It's better to let half the people die so the other half can eat their fill. That's a direct quote from the great Chinese leader, Chairman Mao.
How communist, said, how sweet, how moral authority these people are. It's sickening.
Well, they're totally immoral, of course. It's all about power. This is the guy who said political power comes from the barrel of a gun and that a revolution is not a dinner party. He also said one-tenth of the peasants of China, or about 50 million people, would have to be destroyed in order to set up a people's communes. And, of course, he pretty much reached that number. So this is a mass murder. And the successors to Mao are people who are cut from the same cloth. The current president of China, Xi Jinping, is very much an admirer of Chairman Mao, has modeled his political career on Chairman Mao, and is not at all bashful about eliminating people who stand in his way.
Now they just do it in the womb or after they're born, and it's called a right. Pop.org, Stephen Mosier, thank you. Look forward to having you back on. Your work could not be more important. Godspeed.
Thank you.
Truly amazing. And, folks, you should take this resource, pop.org, and our film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. Get it out to everybody you know. This is a real fight for humanity. Ladies and gentlemen, let's go to the special report shot a week and a half ago. We're premiering it here in the field in Arizona with commentary with investigative journalist Wayne Madsen.
Relatives and friends stunned by a violent crime in Calaveras County. Investigators say a father killed his two teenage sons before turning the gun on himself.
Investigators also believe their own father, Philip Marshall, shot them, the family dog, then turned the gun on himself.
In 2012, the late Phil Marshall, he wrote three books, two about his doubts about the official 9/11 report and one about a docudrama, actually, about his time as a pilot for the CIA in the 1980s.
In his books, the veteran aviation pilot accused the administration of former U.S. President George W. Bush of orchestrating the 9/11 attacks. Marshall said,
"The true reason the attack was successful is because of an inside military stand-down and a coordinated training operation that prepared the hijackers to fly heavy commercial airliners. We have dozens of FBI documents to prove that this flight training was conducted in California, Florida, and Arizona in the 18 months leading up to the attack." Think about this. The official version about some ghost in some cave on the other side of the world defeating our entire military establishment on U.S. soil is absolutely preposterous.
Phil Marshall, qualified Boeing 757 pilot and a Boeing 767 pilot. The two aircraft, as we know, are said to have allegedly been involved in the 9/11 attacks. Phil Marshall came here to Arizona in 2012 specifically to investigate leads that he picked up about the role that a former and probably current Central Intelligence Agency facility called the Pinal Air Park in Marana, Arizona, between Phoenix and Tucson. Phil Marshall came here to investigate leads, as I mentioned, that would have questioned the official 9/11 story. And it was these leads, this information that Phil Marshall obtained at the Pinal Air Park, that ultimately led to his death, the deaths of his teenage son, his teenage daughter, and even the family dog. The Calaveras County Sheriff concluded that Phil Marshall, with a mix of alcohol and drugs, went into a rage, killed his two children, killed the family dog, and then turned the gun on himself. After our investigation here at the Pinal Air Park, where we spent time, it's quite clear that Pinal does hold the key to the 9/11 mystery.
There have been attacks in two American cities, New York and in Washington. The trade centers here in New York have been hit by airplanes. In Washington, there is a large fire at the Pentagon. The Pentagon has been evacuated. And there, as you can see, perhaps the second tower, the front tower, the top portion of which is collapsing. Good Lord.
at Canal, which has seen a different ownership over the years. It at one time was the facility that where several CIA airlines were based. These airline companies were organized by George Dooley, the CIA man who created Civil Air Transport, Southern Air Transport, Air America from the movie by the same name, starring Mel Gibson. Also Intermountain Aviation. Phil Marshall, of course, had some dealings working with Intermountain Aviation out of Mean, Arkansas. So then it became Evergreen International, and now it's known as the Marana Aerospace Solutions. But before it became Marana Aerospace Solutions, Evergreen, which was a CIA proprietary company, sold its assets to a company called Relativity, LLC, out of Virginia, specifically out of Arlington, Virginia, located in the Roslyn area where a lot of CIA operations are located, front companies. And Relativity turns out it's owned by the Carlyle Group. Yes, that Carlyle Group, the Carlyle Group that was partly owned by the Bin Laden family and the Bush family that figured so prominently over the years. And not only everything, including the support for Saddam Hussein in the 1980s and his war with Iran, but also now, as we've discovered, Carlyle played a significant role in the 9/11 mystery. Beyond being the boneyard for these aircraft that the Marana facility also, what they do there is they bring planes in to do quick maintenance. They take planes in there to do maintenance and then putting them in storage. And then from storage, these aircraft can be put back into active service. But also what we learned is that at the Pinal Air Park, they have the capability to fabricate new parts and take parts from different aircraft and cobble them together to create what might be called a drop plane. We all know that a drop gun is pieces of various weapons put together to create a new weapon, which there's no obvious no track record for. The serial numbers are shaved off. Well, the same thing can be done to an aircraft. It's quite clear that the capability at the Pinal Air Park included taking parts of planes and creating new aircraft, which, of course, could have drone technology then put in place.
Here's the Air Force General talking to Congress on C-SPAN about remote controlling of aircraft, because, see, if they can remote control them, they can nerve gas everybody and remote control them into the buildings. And all it takes is a very small group of people that have the codes to do it, and then the rest of the military thinks, hey, Muhammad Atta and all these guys got on the planes. They're taking part in the drill, which we know is going on. See how that works? Let's go to the clip.
Missiles with inert warheads and other sophisticated gear. What have you guys done to equip our Air Guard and other NORAD potentially assigned units with the training, with the rules of engagement, and the hardware that gives them an option other than what we have now, which is just to destroy the aircraft and all its passengers?
I'm aware of at least one program which is classified, so we can either talk about it offline or provide you the classified paper on it. There may be others to do exactly that.
Okay, and people say, oh, no, they're talking about missiles there. No, they're not. Here's Bush in PBS. Bush announces new security measures to enable air traffic controllers to take over a distressed aircraft and land it by remote control, okay? That's what the program is. That's what's going on.
What Phil Marshall, who was qualified on both aircraft, obviously discovered in his own investigation was that there was a distinct possibility that some of the aircraft used, or all of the aircraft used on 9/11, were hybrid aircraft created for the purpose of being droned and being put into the Twin Towers, the Pentagon, and, of course, the fourth plane that missed its ultimate target and went down in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. It's obviously Occam's razor. The easiest explanation in this case is the correct explanation. For InfoWars.com, I'm Wayne Mattson.
And again, it's a very powerful video because really nobody's ever gotten into that base until now. We've shot a few movies there, but before it was totally closed, you had to get special authorization. There's a little no man's land period where it was open for the next few months. By permission, you can get in now. And we're going to actually put out some of the raw video of the aircraft boneyard because it's interesting just in a lonely, kind of spooky way in and of itself. When we come back, gun sales set record for 6 months in a row. And the ghost war in Syria, Russian Spetsnaz up against U.S. Special Forces.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a message for men concerned about prostate health. You may qualify to take part in a special offer for Peak Life Prostate, America's premier prostate formula. But supplies are limited, so to qualify, you must answer yes to one of the following. Are you looking to maintain a normal prostate size? Are you urinating more often? Do you wake up at night to urinate? If you said yes to any of these, you qualify for a free supply of Peak Life Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. For details, call 1-800-935-6435. Peak Life Prostate helps support a normal prostate size. Its key ingredients help reduce urges to urinate and reduce waking at night to go. No other product has this exclusive blend of ingredients. Supplies are limited for this free offer. Call us now. Call 1-800-935-6435. 1-800-935-6435. 1-800-935-6435.
Atmospheric aluminum, mercury exposure, estrogen toxins from plastics, microwaves from cell phones and smart meters, and low-quality foods all combine to create conditions for the very high incidence of disease in our society. Now more than ever, we all need to be consuming those foods and herbs that epigenetically signal the cells of our body to produce energy, create proteins, and detoxify. When we properly support our bodies, then even in these toxic times, we can promote and achieve excellent health. One World Way is the first energetically encoded whey protein food derived from Amish pastured cows on the U.S. market. After 3.5 years, we've heard miracles occur for so many people. One World Way has a track record of promoting detoxification, improvement in elimination, and improvements in energy, skin quality, and elimination of inflammation. One World Way is formulated to mirror the macronutrient ratios found in mother's milk. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Bunch of breaking news here. We've got 5 stabbed on California University campus. Suspect fatally shot by the police. Another place in California, the police have pinned down somebody that shot at the police. So we'll follow that as it unfolds. Will they make a big deal out of this? No, because it's not a gun. And a gun stopped them. So you won't be hearing a lot about that. They'll report on it a little bit, but that'll be it. Won't be any calls for banning knives. Actually, in England, they're trying that. Shifting gears, ghost war in Syria. Russian special forces facing U.S. Army special forces. There's bound to be some shooting. And the article breaks down the two sides have been placed on a collision course. And it goes over the fight card, where you've got the announcement of the United States to back the rebels and the Russians to fight the rebels. And the fact that U.S. special forces are being put into positions where they will end up probably getting killed. And then the media can say, oh, the Russians killed our troops. In the blue corner, the U.S. special forces, quote, this is a quote from CENTCOM, will work with resistance forces. Red corner, Russian Spetsnaz preparing for ground assault on rebels. They've been placed on a collision course. And I said this at the time, folks pointed it out. Everything the globalists do, they do multifaceted. So, yes, Jade Helm was about overseas and infiltrating, but it was also about domestically infiltrating as well. And we put together maps, others did, we can put it on screen, from the official Jade Helm PowerPoint of July and August and September, where if you turn the American Southwest on its side, it's a perfect map of Israel, with the Palestinian West Bank being in red, Syria being Utah, Iraq being New Mexico, Iran being Texas, and then you've got Jordan being Arizona. And that's it matches up. Lebanon are buddies, Israel are buddies, Jordan are buddies, Turkey are buddies. It all fits perfectly. New Mexico is contested. That's what they're saying about Iraq. And that is what it is. So they can tell the troops at one level, you're practicing, you know, moving troops and forces around in the states. They show them this map. But then it's got multifaceted usages as well. But it's done as a psyop. See, Jones says it's a takeover. They're taking Texas guns. Doesn't happen. They want to discredit me to the military. Never said that. Military knows that. Still, they try. But then also, it's used as a practice to move weapons around. And that's what you see happening right now. That's how they do it. So there's another layer of Jade Helm, but those are other sub-layers. The big layer is what they admit in their PowerPoints at the Pentagon. It's about mastering the human domain, tracking in databases, using social media and other systems, every person in every town, and the different political stratas and who to deal with, who to control. That's what's happening in this situation. So there is the rest of the story on Jade Helm, a multifaceted psyop. About 10 stories, about 10 different levels to it. How many guns? I'd say about 20 guns, some on the surface, some on the towers. As above, so below. America's ground war against or in support of the Islamic State. ISIS supplied via Turkey a U.S. excuse to seize Syria. ISIS is being supplied via Turkey. And notice ISIS has taken the middle corridor out of Iraq up to Turkey. So now the U.S. has to take that over and split the country in two to do exactly what ISIS already did to protect us from ISIS. And just like the Kunduz airlift of evil in 2001, they fly the real al-Qaeda out to the next country to stir up trouble again. And then it's replicated over and over again. And the plan's so Machiavelli, the public can't grasp it. Though it's not that Machiavelli. It's not that sophisticated. If you're willing to turn jihadis loose to kill hundreds of thousands of Christians, which the people running our government aren't just willing. They're as pleased as eating a big old slice of pumpkin pie with whipped cream on top. I mean, killing is the business of Christians. You know, killing Christians is their business. And that business is good, 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 goody, goody gumdrops. There's a video I'm not going to play, but it is shocking just to show how controlled these crazy people are. ISIS suicide bomber cut in half as he fails to make his target. There's a video of this, HD video of it. Dying man who is missing his legs is filmed by a crowd of stunned men in the street. Continuing, Europe still angry at U.S. spying, prepares to increase its own spying. Oh, yeah, it's all, they're all doing the same thing. It's just unbelievable. Continuing here, judicial. Well, I'm going to break this down when we come back. We've got a special guest joining us in studio as well. And I haven't really gotten into Microsoft admits Windows 10 automatically spying cannot be stopped. It's built to do it that way. And also, Verizon is scanning and reading all your emails and censoring them and rewriting them. Not just
We're
fine.
On the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Your liver can be full of fatty deposits, built-up toxins, and even dangerous objects known as liver stones. We worked with the top developers in the field of detox to take tried and true herbs and other compounds known to safely cleanse the liver and fuse it with the latest research and technological development on concentrating these ingredients to give you the maximum effect. Liver Shield is the only liver support product on the market that uses a patented Spigerex blend of powerful organic herbs that support detoxification. And when you visit InfoWarsLife.com, see the instructional video on how to do a 6-day liver detox. This isn't a game, and let me tell you, the results are dramatic. Liver Shield is totally organic and made of the safest high-quality herbs. But that said, you need to consult your physician before you do the full detox. Liver Shield can also be used daily by itself for overall upkeep of the liver. Secure your Liver Shield today exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com for the lowest price available. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Lowy will be joining us to cover the most incredible federalization of police I've ever seen. I mean, this is really diabolical. He is the guy that is handling the case. It's gotten national attention. He's right here in Austin, Texas. We're going to go to him here in just a moment. He'll be with us for the rest of the hour. Then, in the fourth hour, hosted by David Knight that we've added, his affiliates wanted a fourth hour, there's been a lot of talk about China-friendly propaganda radio secretly operating in the U.S., but did you know that there are exiled Islamic imam pushing a transnational Islamic State caliphate, was given safe harbor in the U.S. by CIA letters of recrimination, and that his network of charter schools in the U.S. pushes Turkey-friendly, Islamic-friendly propaganda, and in Texas alone, he's been receiving close to $100 million of tax money annually. We're going to go to this compound and cover this. This is real. This is insane asylum level stuff. Also, Paul Ryan's now talking about Planned Parenthood funding and military buildup with Republicans like this. Who needs Democrats, huh? Rob Dew will also be joining him to talk about communities choosing to take out fluoride in the water and more. It's a big fourth hour that you don't want to miss as we reload, energize, and cover all the latest breaking news. Now, Adam Lowy is our guest. Lowyfirm.com, Lowey.com. He has been involved in a lot of high-profile cases in Central Texas. And he goes after bad cops. Now, everybody knows that I am not an enemy of the police. I don't follow the George Soros thing to federalize them and say, go shoot the cops. He isn't either. But when police shoot an unarmed guy in the back and he doesn't get in trouble, he's there covering it. Now, the police officer had gotten in trouble, but the judge just dismissed it all and said, no jurisdiction. Basically, the feds decide this. Now, whether the cop's good or did the right thing or was bad, we'll talk about that some, too. It's a terrible case, a bank robbery, chasing some guy that's scared of the cops. I can kind of see why. Shoots him in the back. Didn't get in trouble for it so far. And you got a lot of courage, you know, trying to tackle this. And as good as our police departments are in Austin, they still got a lot of problems. There's some, obviously, a lot worse around the country. But that said, for me, the big issue, when he contacted us, because I've been inviting him on lately, he's been too busy, but he called and said, I'll come on now because of this ruling, because this is right up your alley. Here's the headline, how federal agents can kill someone and avoid prosecution, the Washington Post. And it's this special federal clause. Well, now, local police can just be under a federal umbrella, and if they're playing ball with the feds, a magic wand is waved, and they're above the law. They've done this with asset forfeiture seizure, where they won't let locals keep the money, but if it's done federally, then you can keep it. That makes you federal creatures. So this is very sophisticated. Adam, thanks for coming in.
Good to see you, Alex.
Where should we start with the case or with the ruling? And in general, I just can't think of just anything bigger than this lately with federalization, and then there's almost no coverage of such an incredible ruling of no local jurisdiction over police. That is quite a statement by a court.
Absolutely. Let me just briefly go through the facts as we know them. This was a case in which there was a bank robbery in the morning by a white guy. About 8 hours later, Larry Jackson, who was African American, came to the bank. The bank was shut down. The APD officer, Austin Police Department Detective Charles Kleiner, was in the bank doing an investigation. Larry tried to enter the bank. The door was locked. Kleiner comes out and confronts him. Larry runs. Kleiner chases him. Kleiner commandeered a civilian car, literally something out of the 1980s. He forces this older woman to drive him, chasing Larry. He then gets Larry under a bridge.
And by the way, this has all been admitted.
It's all been admitted under oath. Under a bridge, Kleiner takes his gun out, starts striking Larry in the head, and the forensic evidence clearly shows that Larry was on his hands and knees when Kleiner put the gun to the back of his neck and pulled the trigger. The muzzle of the gun was on Larry's neck. Those are the facts. What Kleiner claimed from the beginning was this was an accident, that he did not mean to shoot Larry Jackson.
Was this a psychotic break, like the guy in San Francisco shoots the black guy in the back and then lies about it?
I think he was in a state of rage. I think he totally flipped out. It was in July of 2013. It was 108 degrees that day. I just think he lost it. He did not want this guy running from him, and he completely lost it, and I believe murdered him. I think the evidence was overwhelming that this was intentional.
And we're showing video. This the guy he chased didn't do anything.
Right, and under oath, Kleiner admitted that Larry Jackson was not a threat, that Larry Jackson did not pose a danger to him. That is under oath testimony from federal court.
Wow.
And so he was indicted for manslaughter. And then, due to a very arcane law, literally from the 1800s, called Supremacy Clause Immunity, his lawyers appeal it to federal court, and they claimed that, first of all, Kleiner was a federal agent because he was on a joint task force which is he wasn't an FBI agent, he wasn't paid by the federal government, but there's all these joint task forces now in which the feds use local police officers and simply designate them as a federal agent for purposes of a task force.
And this is a kill somebody, get out of jail free card now.
Right. And so because he was a federal officer, he can be entitled to supremacy clause immunity, which basically says that a local prosecutor, a state prosecutor, cannot prosecute a federal agent for a criminal act. And we can understand the very serious consequences of that. And the consequences
even the Washington Post said how federal agents can kill someone and avoid prosecution.
Right. So you've created
Juan Horiuchi.
Right. You've created a system. The case the terrible situation in Ruby Ridge from 1992, which many of your viewers will know very well, in which Randy Weaver and his wife, specifically his wife, was executed by a sniper from the federal government, Lon Horiuchi. He was prosecuted for manslaughter, and he, too, had his case dismissed under supremacy clause.
And he shot her with a baby in her arms and bragged about it.
Right. It was
he's a fruitcake.
It was a horrendous moment. And so by extending it now to local law enforcement officials who can claim federal immunity, you've created a situation in which local government cannot prosecute police officers who can claim federal status. And it's the continuing federalization of law enforcement, something you, Alex, have talked about a lot. And the problem here is this. People would say, oh, well, you know, the federal government can prosecute these guys. Federal prosecutors do not prosecute state crimes in general. Federal prosecutors are focused
on... So they're putting them into a phantom zone where the locals can't charge them and the feds can. This is 007 license to kill.
It's a phantom zone is a great way to describe it. You could look at it also as a legal vacuum in which they're operating in this world in which the state can't prosecute them.
It's a dead zone.
The feds will not prosecute them. So you have a case here in which this guy is going to get away with manslaughter. He's not.
And again, I'm not out to get cops in general because we got bigger issues with corrupt government. But at the same time, this is what's causing all the anger that other people are politicizing and using to, again, the federal level, demonize the police, then federalize them, force cops to all go on task forces to then get immunity. You can see the takeover plan.
Absolutely. I mean, the problem here is this. If you heard of this scenario in a, say, third world country, in which the third world country said, we don't prosecute police officers.
It's a death squad.
People would be incensed. People would say, you can't do that. And then they would say, in America, we hold everyone to the same standard of the law. What this ruling shows and what this immunity shows is we don't.
Sure. Why didn't the cop admit he probably pulled the gun out? It was hot and sweaty. He pulled the trigger. He thought he was a suspect. He killed him. He'd still get in trouble, but at least he told the truth. Instead, he just lies and says, you know, that it was, you know, he shot him from a distance and all this stuff, if I remember correctly. Correct me if I'm wrong. And then now we learn he was right up behind him. I mean, this is scary. Who are these guys they're hiring that just execute people?
Well, what he said in federal court was this was an unintentional shooting. And I know a lot of your viewers are well familiar with guns. Tell me, is it ever unintentional to put a finger on the trigger, put a gun to the back of someone's neck and pull the trigger? Is that intentional or unintentional?
Well, it sounds like an execution to me.
It obviously was intentional, and the forensic evidence is overwhelming on this point. And what's so upsetting in a broader sense is how are we going to allow this guy to escape criminal accountability and not even have a jury trial that he simply gets off on a legal technicality from the 1800s?
I tell you, you know, it's one thing if somebody pulls their wallet out, it looks like a gun, and the cop shoots them. I can, even though I don't like saying, you know, that they should be able to walk, I understand it's a tough job, people make mistakes. But on the other side of that, though, the guy didn't do anything. He comes to the bank, he's dressed nice, he's like, what's going on? The cop comes over, gets in his face, he gets scared, he runs. The cop thinks maybe he's a felon or something, I'll get him. I see that point, tackling, but you don't just shoot him in the back of the head.
Right.
I mean, it's just crazy.
And all these cases I've handled when it's come to excessive force cases, every time in 10 years, there's always been a claim of self-defense. In this case, there's no claim of self-defense. Kleiner does not claim he was attacked. He does not claim he was defending himself. Again, he claims that the shooting was unintentional, that it was an accident. And it's complete nonsense. He was indicted for manslaughter by Travis County grand jury. And unfortunately, we're never going to get to trial unless the appellate court and quite likely the Supreme Court takes a look at this. And we'll see. I think the Supreme Court will take this case because it is such a hot button issue now that I believe the justices are aware of how significant the issue of police brutality is, and I think there needs to be a reexamination of the law to make sure this does not happen.
Well, he's got to get in some trouble, and then what I see is the George Soros crowd funding all this general anti-police rhetoric and people saying kill the cops, and then cops pumping gas get shot who aren't the bad cops. Right. It just both sides have just circled the wagons, and it seems like a really bad collision course. But out of it is the federalization. In fact, can you guys cue up the Al Sharpton where he said we're going to federalize all the police? Well, how are the feds, you know, going to fix all these problems? They're obviously not. A lot of their training has led to this. So we need a separation of powers. We need both federal and state as checks and balances, in my view. Correct me if you disagree. Not just some federal mothership that decides everything.
I think it's a fundamental issue of what should be a limit on federal government, meaning that if a police officer commits a crime in Texas, they should be prosecuted by the state of Texas. We shouldn't have to rely on the federal government to do it because, as you're well aware, they won't do it.
Well, it's just like when the CIA will hire local county people or even Justice Department people so they have an excuse to operate domestically on their teams. It's still a conspiracy. It goes around the law. They follow the letter of it, but not the spirit. And for me, again, bigger than the police shooting innocent people, which is important, just this is the feds bring pressure on local police. They use media to go after them in general. They take these cases, project it on the general police. Then the answer is the feds come in with training, with federalization, to federalize the police, and then don't prosecute bad cops, and the problem even gets worse.
Right. I think it's actually a question of legitimacy. If the citizens do not feel that the court system or the government is legitimate and will not hold jury trials for police officers that commit crimes, I think we are looking at a very serious issue as to how the citizens will view the government. And I think it's an issue that's of major concern. I agree with you. When you look at the incidents of police brutality, it's a very serious issue. But the bigger issue is the question of, can we trust the government to bring government officials who commit crimes to justice? And I think that what this case shows is there are so many loopholes that protect government officials who commit crimes that there's a real question of legitimacy at this point.
I agree. And what you're talking about is the new royalty. Royalty in all other cultures, Japanese, French, whatever, English, was above the law, and you couldn't prosecute them, and local law didn't apply. Magna Carta 1215 tried to stand up against that and say, no, the nobility, the king is not above the law. But what about regular cops on the beat? They can be prosecuted, but if you're on a federal task force, you can't.
Right.
That's a new class system.
Absolutely. And of all people, Chief Acevedo, who I know you know quite well, he was quoted as saying there needs to be a consistent standard to this. There can't be a separate rule for federal agents, but yet state officers who can't make a federal claim can still be prosecuted.
Well, what about disciplinary? Think of the belligerentness of cops that are on federal task forces in a department. I mean, who do they serve? It's not good.
Right.
We have a clip of Sharpton right here saying we're going to federalize the police. This is what this is really about. Here it is.
All over the country, which is why we're going to do this march from here to been frightened of all over the country, which is why we're going to do this march. We've been frightened of all over the country, which is why we're going to do this march from
and that
here
clip's
to
got a glitch for some reason. We've got a full clip where he says we're going to federalize them all over the country out of this. We're going to try to work on that clip, come back from break, and play the entire clip of Sharpton. Sometimes the computer glitches every once in a while. We're going to go to break here in just a moment. It's loewyfirm.com, loewyfirm.com. And just in 30 seconds, let me ask you before we go to break, do you ever get threatened? Do you ever get messed with for going after these bad cops?
No, not here in Austin. I think everyone understands there needs to be a process in a system.
Sure.
So I think in Austin especially, all the way from the chief on down, there's been a understanding.
Sure. Well, I'm not kissing the Austin Police Department's butt. I've been to a lot of other cities. Let me tell you, I've been all over the world. We've got a really good police department.
I totally agree.
But still, what's scary is there's still a lot of problems here, but at least they're trying to do something about it. Look at other cities where nothing's done.
Right. I've handled cases in other cities, most notably Chicago, and it is a totally different world there, in which there are some very bad elements in the police department and in the government that do very bad things.
Well, living under, you know, in a city with a good police department versus the bad ones, it's just the difference between living in a third world country and living in America, and that's what we're fighting for. We're going to go to break and come back with our guest on the other side of this break. Adam Lowy is our guest, constitutional lawyer, and he's been winning a lot of his cases. This one, they just took the ball away from him completely. We're going to talk about solutions when we come back from break, but first, we got a bunch of specials ending today, and it's your purchases of the high-quality products that fund our operation. But go read the five-star reviews by third-party sites that we have linked to at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, on products like BrainForce. It just takes a whole bunch of compounds known to naturally supercharge your mind, your thinking process. It's 25% off. That's the new sale running until next Wednesday on BrainForce, and it's already discounted. An amazing deal. The specials that end today are 10% off all the water filtration systems with the free shipping. That all ends. We'll still have 10% off, but the free shipping, a huge special. That ends today when the show ends here in just about 15 minutes or so. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. Also, we have other specials. We have Survival Shield X2. We have Liver Shield with the Oxy Powder Intestinal Cleanse. Amazing products. Again, the average vote is 4.8 stars. That's unprecedented on third-party review sites because it's so dynamic. A lot of Hollywood folks use this system, the Oxy Powder, with the Liver Cleanse. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. That special ends. You know, we have a fourth hour now. So I will extend it to the end of the fourth hour, but within 1 hour and 10 minutes, the special is gone. 25% off on that as well, and free shipping. That's free shipping on the InfoWars Select high-quality storable foods, and 10% off. That does end in 1 hour, 10 minutes, and it will be taken off the shopping cart, InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank you all for spreading the word about the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word and buying the products. You make it all possible. We'll be back.
Your house is under attack. Every day, our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardanger.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardanger.com. Again, that's dollardanger.com.
With us 5 minutes the next hour. Then David Knight takes over quarterbacking the fourth hour. Adam, I'm going to try to shut up and just have you in this segment the next breakdown where this case is going, where other cases is going, and what you think average people can do to try to stop the militarization of police, the us against them culture, but also the federalization.
Well, the first thing is that when you look at the criminal process, the district attorney of Travis County has indicated she will appeal it, which is the correct decision. The Fifth Circuit is going to review it, and that is the decision to grant Kleiner criminal immunity under the Supremacy Clause. And I believe this is the case that will go to the United States Supreme Court. It is that hot button of an issue, and it needs to be evaluated by the Supreme Court because these officers are able to get off without prosecution from cases literally from the 1800s. And the truth is that we have moved forward as a nation. The law needs to catch up. In regards to the civil case, the city council settled one half of the civil case for Larry's children for over $1 million. We continue to negotiate for Larry's mother and Larry's wife. We're confident we will resolve that. But the civil case is a small part of all of this. The biggest issue is the criminal prosecution and where we go as a country if we're going to allow a situation in which federal officers are immune from prosecution. I believe that is very, very dangerous.
I know it scares me because I think about the feds at Waco and Ruby Ridge and their drone operations killing everybody, and then they get up there on the news like they're these little loving sweeties that care about everybody's rights. I mean, I had family that worked in clandestine operations that people don't even know exist. And let me tell you, they told me, with not giving me any classified info, they just said it's worse than you can imagine. So people need to understand, the folks running our federal government are not the angels they think they are.
One of the big issues, I think, when it comes to government issues, and most people don't realize this, but it is basically impossible to sue the government. The government makes the laws. They make it nearly impossible for citizens to sue the government. And when a citizen sues the government, there's all these legal hurdles they have to jump through. Qualified immunity, supremacy clause immunity, a number of legal roadblocks. And that is something that when people talk about government, they don't talk about that.
Sure. Anymore.
They make it very hard because the government and people in the government do not want to be held responsible or accountable for anything they do. And we've seen that from everything from this case to, say, a Michael Morton case in which it was the man in Williamson County that was wrongfully convicted of killing his wife.
And they knew it turned out.
They knew it.
They knew he was innocent. Why did they do that to a nice guy? He didn't have a criminal record.
Right. They knew it. And so what I think happens in these cases is you have certain people in government, not all of them, but certain people that are drunk on power, literally. And they want to wield power, and they want to prove.
Sure. Why would you know there's a bandana of a known killer, but instead you want to put the innocent, good-looking dad in? Is it because you'll get more press because he looks like Mr. America? Do you cold-bloodedly go, if I burn this nice father? Obviously, the prosecutor's been indicted and others. I mean, how do you get so sick to know a dad's innocent and then still want to burn him when you know who did it?
I think it comes back to that famous quote by Lord Acton about absolute power.
Corrupts absolutely.
It corrupts absolutely. And when you look at the Michael Morton case, and I encourage people to Google it because it's a very good demonstration of government misconduct. They knew in Williamson County this guy was innocent for literally decades, and they continued to fight against having a DNA test on a bandana that was going to clear him. Why would they do that?
Because the guy they later found out did it.
Right. And they do it because they do not want to admit they are wrong. That's the fundamental thing. They want to believe.
And if they would have admitted it and let him out, they wouldn't have gotten in trouble. But it was their not even wanting to have a blemish on them that's going to put them in prison.
Right. And so I've seen this up close in police brutality cases, and it's a very scary thing to observe of certain people in government that simply feel they can do whatever they want.
It's just crazy, though. I just could not imagine knowing someone innocent and wanting to put them in prison.
It's disgusting. I have no idea how these people sleep at night, and I'm very happy in the Michael Morton case there at least was some justice done there.
You're right.
The man lost 25 years of his life.
We're back in 70 seconds. I want to ask you where you think all this is going, and again, more of what we can do to turn it around. Stay with us.
Visit GCNlive.com today.